I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Despite unveiling a friendlier North Korea for 2013, Christians are seeing something entirely different. Open Door's Paul Osterbrook says,
our co-workers just today have reported to us that they have definite confirmation of the death of two Christians in North Korea at the hands of the government.
Both had escaped to China but returned home, where one died in a labor camp and the other was shot by a border guard. Why'd they come back? To share the gospel, says Esther Brooks.
Pray for their boldness, that they can continue and therefore overflow into the lives of other people.
And 75% of the world's population lives in areas hostile to religion. MNN's Lindsay Gamage has details in this report.
According to the Pew Research Center, Christians get the most harassment out of the five religions in the report. Tom Eliff, president of the International Mission Board, asks,
does that mean that we're going to pull in our dauber and go back home and say, well, let's find the 25% that are friendly to us, or are we going to find creative ways to share the gospel with people who are in this dark, broken world?
The stakes are higher for the world's population.
They are dying at the rate of 2 per second. Now, that means an entire city disappears from this globe every 24 hours. And many of them right now, 1.27 billion of these people could die without ever hearing the name of Jesus.
The IMB is mobilizing the gospel to reach people in these hostile areas. Last year, they saw nearly 30,000 churches planted. Pray for their mission. Lindsay Gamage, Mission Network News.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University. Christian Aid Mission is offering the book Clay in the Potter's Hand by Dorothy Sun. This book tells you about Dorothy's life in a Chinese labor camp, torture for her faith, yet her drive to serve Christ. Get your free copy of Clay in the Potter's Hand by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.